We pray. Heavenly Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. You're all a bunch of sheep. Is that a compliment? Or an insult? Or something else? It depends on the perspective of the person making the statement. I've heard those words used in a derogatory way about certain people as a group showing flock-like mentality as they blindly or ignorantly follow some leader down a path considered to be unacceptable. They're sheep, it's said as a definite insult. You are my sheep, Jesus says. Is that a compliment? Well, it's certainly an accurate identification combined with a compelling and comforting prediction. It's a true description of your present and future life as sheep under the care of the Good Shepherd. When you hear what Jesus says in John chapter 10, take it to heart, apply it to yourself. His words, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand." Let's take a moment to track through what Jesus says about our relationship with Him, starting with this fact. We are His sheep. He owns us in a good way because He bought us with that expensive price, His blood, His life given up on the cross, after which He sealed the deal by His resurrection from the grave. As a direct result of all of that, we belong to Him. And He has a plan in place not to lose a single one of His flock. However, we as sheep in the spiritual sense are still vulnerable, defenseless in and of ourselves, defenseless by nature against that wolf out there, the thief. Jesus knows this, so He stays close to us. He speaks with that shepherd voice in His word. Through the faith He has given to you and me, we have sheep ears to hear the voice, His, what He says to us in the Bible. In other words, Jesus gets us to be tuned into Him. It's a work in progress. We learn more and more to stick with what the Savior teaches and not what the false prophets teach. We learn more and more to follow what the shepherd is saying and not what the tempter is suggesting. We learn to follow our Lord and His will rather than the inclinations of our sinful nature. Of course, we know from experience that this is a constant struggle with many setbacks. As sheep commonly do, we wander off the path of truth. We wander and stray away from the path of righteousness. We fall into the pit of sin. We get caught in the thicket of our own foolishness. But the Savior is ever vigilant. He calls out. He reaches out. The Word brings us back. He pulls you and me out of that pit and places us on the path of safety, once again, close to Him, following Him. That, my fellow sheep, is your everyday reality as blood-bought members of His flock with a very bright future attached. Jesus said, "I give them eternal life," present tense, "and they shall never perish," future tense. Present gift, future hope. Eternal life is already yours, since it comes even now as a gift. It starts the moment you're converted. From day one, when you believe in Christ, also a gift from God, you have this happening. Your spiritually dead condition is replaced with spiritual life, which is happening. It's a life on track to something permanent, eternal, and amazing. Characterized by King David in these words of Psalm 23, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Is that your confidence right now? Jesus wants you to have such confidence. So He gives you His promise, His assurance, that He does not lose what belongs to Him. No one, including the devil, has any power to take you away from Him. As the shepherd, He has His strong grip, His hand on you. And to make the matter doubly sure, He talks about the Father's hand on you as well. It sounds like a two-handed grip of God pulling us out of the fire and into heavenly glory. Our Savior is very much hands-on. Hands-on like no other. He had two human hands on that cross, nailed in place for you and me. His divine hands are at constant work, providing and protecting, caring for you and me. His shepherd hands have a hold on you, and they don't let go. Let that be your confidence. Embrace your identity as a sheep of Christ. But let's make this distinction. Let us be the kind of sheep who know the tenacity of the wolf, understand the vulnerability of our own weakness, and for that reason, we depend all the more on the grace, the truth, and the power of the Good Shepherd who never fails to deliver what He promises. Amen. Based on Psalm 23, we will sing hymn 436, all stanzas, hymn 436.